How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned into another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted. What we do on this podcast is we do a brand new episode every single day, a new audio episode every day, brand new video episode four times a week. So if you would like to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification and subscribe to the podcast so that you do not miss a single episode. Now, here's what we're going to talk about today. This is going to sound like a foo-foo topic, but please stay with me. I promise you, this is going to be something that I think you're going to get a lot of value from. Have you ever heard of the concept of manifestation? I know. You're like, come on, Lee, you're going to give me all that blah, blah, foo-foo stuff. No, look, real talk. I would not talk to you about something that I didn't myself experience. I wouldn't. I personally don't like to talk about concepts that I haven't been a part of, that I haven't actually done myself. I'm telling you, bro, it hit me today. I'm going to explain two examples in my life of how it's happening, and I'm going to talk about how you can apply it to your life too. And I promise, I know, I'm already knowing this. Like, bro, I'm trying to learn how to get my Spotify followers up. I'm trying to get clout on IG. I don't need to hear about none of this. Listen to me. This will help you get to all that stuff, I promise. So just bear with me on it. Let's take this little journey down the road of manifestation. That sounded hella corny, but you already know. Okay, look. So what is it, first of all? What am I even talking about? So like thinking things into existence, like the idea of it. By the way, I've not read any books on it at all. I should, but I haven't read any books on it. Basically what it is though, is it's like you concentrate your brain on something and then it comes to you. It's not like, but like, it's really not like that. It's not like, okay, so that means that all I want to do is I'm going to think a million followers and the next day I'm going to get a million followers, or I think I'm going to get a Rolls Royce and the next day a Rolls Royce is just going to come. It's not really like that. Really what it is more of, from my experience with it, is it's taking your brain and directing it at something. So because your thoughts turn into your actions. Like, you're going to act on what your thoughts are. So if you can take, it's basically like just trying to control your brain and focus your brain. So when you can control your brain on, this is what I want to have happen, you're going to take actions toward that. That's more of what it is. And there's, I haven't gotten deep into it about the whole spirituality part of it, because there is some kind of, I guess there's like scientific evidence that this works. I haven't read about it, so I can't speak on it. I just know here's what's going on with me. I have two things that are happening to me that are think it to existence things. I'm going to give you the first one. Number one, a while back, man, probably 2018, I would say 2018, I kept visualizing this trip, this certain vacation that I wanted to take. One of my favorite places is Monterey. I love Monterey. If you're from California, you know Monterey. If you're not from California, Monterey, I love Monterey. I have my cousin and his wife live in Monterey. I love it there, right? I got family out there. It's great. You know, Monterey Bay, they got the aquarium. Can't go to the aquarium because of COVID now, but they got the aquarium. They got these dope restaurants. I love the vibe in Monterey. It just feels like a getaway when I go there, man. Got the ocean. It's beautiful. I love Monterey. Love it. And that is one of my dream places. And I've been there many times, but I wanted to take a vacation. Every time I go, I've been going with, you know, I go with my mom and dad or whatever. I'm like, man, I want to take a vacation to Monterey without my mom and dad. And I had this specific way that I wanted to do it. And all this, guess what? It's happening. I finally am able to make that happen. And it's happening in like 3 weeks from now for my birthday weekend. I'm like, oh my God, this is the exact trip that I've been wanting for hella long, and I finally am able to do it. It's nuts, bro. It's crazy. So that's the one thing. The other thing, bro, check this out. So I, a few weeks ago, worked with the Legion Beats team, okay? Crazy, I got to go to their studio. They put me up in a hotel, met the squad, got to talk to Gabe himself for like 4 hours. We had this great meeting. He put me on hella game, gave me hella gems, all that. It was nuts. Here's the crazy thing, though. So before that whole thing, and that was out of, because I won this contest called the Legion Studio Takeover, okay? But before that, I was setting up my vision board in my room. And basically, you know, some people, the way they, I had to crack my back, my bad. Basically, the way a lot of people do vision boards is a lot of people have like literally a board or a cardboard box, or like they'll have a board and they'll just try to fit everything on that board. I said, you know what? I'm gonna use my entire wall as my board. Cause I had a board and I was trying to fit everything onto the board and it was too annoying. I had too many pictures. And I was like, you know what? Just hang them up on your wall, bro. There's your board. So I had this specific house, a couple cars, this way the studio is gonna look like, and then I had, you know, my mom and dad up there because I love my mom and dad and they motivate me. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna put a grid with pictures of entrepreneurs that I look up to, that I aspire to be like, that I wanna meet one day. So I got Gary Vee, Russell Brunson, Andy Frisella, Ed Mylett, Grant Cardone. Those are the dudes on there. I gotta put Tim Grover up on there because I wanna meet him. But, and the other person I put was Gabe Schillinger, Legion Beats. I put his picture up there. I said, this is somebody I wanna meet one day. This was before the studio takeover thing was announced. This was before I knew I was going to meet him. I put it up there and I was just like, I want to meet this dude one day. Now, I will say, yeah, I was going to say, I was in MIDI Money, which is him and Anno Domini's producer group. But like, I just put him up because he's somebody I look up to and he's somebody I admire and he's somebody I wanted to meet. What happened? The studio takeover was announced through email. And I was like, I gotta win this contest. I said, I'm winning this contest. And it was a referral-based contest. I've talked about it a lot. You can go listen to other episodes where I talk about it. But, you know, if this is your first time watching or listening, basically it was a referral-based contest. You had to get people to sign up to his email list and you would get points every time someone did it. So you really had to work. They didn't just pick a random name out the hat. So I worked really, really hard to win this contest. Like, I earned it. But why did I earn it? I earned it because I had his picture on my wall as this is somebody I need to meet. And I was like, when the contest came up, I just said, I'm winning. I said, I'm winning this contest. And I won it, and I got to meet him and sit down with Gabe for 4 hours, and it was such a surreal experience. I was like, bro, this is an example of Think It To Existence. I put his freaking picture on my wall as somebody I wanted to meet, and I met him. And I looked at every other entrepreneur on there, and I go, I'm going to meet all these people. When I met him, I was like, I'm gonna meet all these people. I'm gonna meet all the next person I'm gonna meet is Andy Frisella. I'm gonna meet him. I don't know when, but I'm gonna meet him. That's where it is. That's what it is. And so, you know, it's been an incredible journey, and it made me think that anything that you want to have happen, anything that you think will happen, and that's not just positive things. If you have negative thoughts, this is real talk. This is so real. If you think negative, like if you think things like, obviously, like you're a musician and obviously you want to make a living as a musician. You want to make an income. I already know that. I already know we're all trying to get there. We're trying to become wealthy. I get it. But like, if you sit there and go, yeah, I want to be wealthy, but right when you say but, everything after that, from the word but to everything after that is screwing you up. So when you say but, it's so difficult. That means that you don't feel like you can achieve it. But the industry's out to get me. That means you don't think you're going to achieve it. But I don't have the budget. But I don't have the fans. But I don't have the support. But I don't have the studio. But I don't have money for beats. You lost. You didn't lose because you didn't have money for beats. You didn't lose because the industry's out to get you. That's not why you lost. You lost because you said you lost. You lost because you said you were going to lose, not because of all those factors. All those factors are true for everybody. I was just watching an interview yesterday with DaBaby, and he was talking about his independent come up, and he was talking about what he did and the hustle he did and all the content he would post. I thought, this guy really did come up into, I don't know if he's independent now or if he's signed to a label. It doesn't even matter. He's on, he's popping, he's doing his thing. I'm a fan of DaBaby. I don't listen to a ton of his music, but I like what he does, and I have mad respect for him, and I think he could really rap. He's dope. But he's got a bunch of multi-platinum singles, and he's on. Like, you can't deny DaBaby's killing it. But I was just like, you know what? It just hit me like all these things that we say, but the industry's out to get me, but we don't have the money, but this, but that, but the, it's like, you know, you want to know a but to that but you might say, I want to make it, but I don't have the money for promo, but neither did DaBaby, neither did Russ, neither did any artist who's made it, neither did they, but they made it. But Eminem. But Eminem lived in a freaking trailer. He lived in a trailer. His house had wheels on it. He lived in one of the worst neighborhoods in Detroit. He was poor. Not broke. Like, really broke. Like, dirt poor. Eminem. You think he made it just because he was one of the... He's a great rapper? Him being a great rapper is... obviously why he made it as far as he did, but that is not the only reason he made it. He made it because he overcame the challenges that were thrown at him. And you know what? Back then, when he tried to make it, it was even harder than it is now. They definitely had the internet, but they didn't have none of this social media. The iPhone wasn't even invented. They had flip phones. I don't even know what kind of phone they had back then. They did not have iPhones though. You know that this, the computer power that's on this iPhone, this is an old iPhone, this is an iPhone 7, by the way. This is it's the same stuff that like took people to the moon back in the day. We got that right here in our hands, bro. We got the world in our hands. And we're talking about we can't afford beats. You're talking about, but the industry's out to get me. You're talking about, but I can't get out of my own head. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's easier now than it's ever been to make it as a rapper, as an artist. It's so easy. And you can pay for advertisements to guarantee that hundreds of thousands of people will see you. Now, if you got an issue with money and you're like, I can't afford advertisement, blah, blah, it's like, hold up, bro. Quit all that. Just look at the possibilities. If I were you, I'd be trying to find the money to spend that on advertisements. Because if you told Eminem back then, hey, you could do this, this, and this that we could do today, he'd be like, why aren't people making it? But I'm telling you, bro, you're talking about you could take your phone, you could go film yourself a little video, you could go film a little music video with your phone, you could go film a music video with your phone, you could go Google, you could go on Craigslist, need a videographer. You could go flex your network around your local area and find a videographer and be like, yo, we shooting a video. I'll pay you $200, $250, or $300, whatever it is. You'll find somebody who you'll pay less than $500. You pay him that. Then you're like, man, I'm going to throw $400, $500 on Facebook advertising. Bro, you'll get so many people to see you. You'll get so many people to see you, bro. You just got, it's so much of this. That's what I'm talking about thinking to existence right now, because all you got to do is do this. Think. Use your brain and focus it on something that's going to actually get you to that next place. Instead of thinking, because you keep thinking how sorry you are for yourself, and you keep worrying about all these things that are stressing you out and overwhelming you, and you've got a million things you're doing. You might be in school right now. You might be in college right now trying to do that online BS. I don't even know what's going on with college right now. I'm not in college. I graduated already. I finished that stupid stuff. But I'm just saying the possibilities. Look at what I'm doing, man. I'm just uploading videos. You know how much money this cost me to upload videos? Nothing, bro. It cost me $0 to do this. I'm doing a podcast and I do the videos. It doesn't cost me any money. You want to know something real talk, by the way, too? And this is not a... Actually, it is a flex. It's a tiny bit of a flex, but it should be also used for motivation. I've actually made money with this content. I've spent $0 and I've made money from people who hired me to coach them. So not only is it easy to make it, but you could actually get paid not spending money if you wanted to. Huh? Come on, you guys. Let's get real. Get real with yourself, man. Get real with yourself. It's out there. I'm telling you. And by the way, this attitude that I have, right? I'm out here talking like this Gary V type dude. Here's the deal. I'm only saying the stuff I've experienced. I'm not coming at you like I'm better than you. I'm not coming at you like I know more than you. Maybe I know a couple other things you don't know, right? Maybe you haven't ran Facebook ads and I have, and then I know more about Facebook ads. But I'm not coming at you like I'm above you. I'm not above you. I'm not better than you. I'm the same. We are the same. I'm an independent artist just like you, trying to make it at the level I want to make it, just like you. But what's the difference then? What is the difference between you and me? Why is it that you're watching me? Why is it that you're paying attention? Why is it that I've gotten what I've gotten? Why? Why is it that this basketball was gifted to me from a friend of mine named A. Styles, who I linked up with on Instagram? We didn't meet each other. We linked on Instagram. For 3 years, we were friends. The last time I was in LA, we finally got to meet in person. It was an incredible experience. He gave me this basketball. He wrote on this ball, man. Leezy the Gifted, established 2018. That's when we met. Thank you for believing in me. And shout out for all that you do, A. Styles. Then he wrote all of his favorite songs of mine. These are my songs that he likes. How'd this happen? This plush beat, this is my best friend, A. Gabe. I remember when he said he was a rapper. I remember before he started rapping, he's like, I'll never be a rapper. He starts rapping. And then I started producing, and he was like, man, I need you to produce my music. We started working on it. I go, dude, it got to a point where I was like, bro, I can't produce your music anymore. It's too difficult. I'm not getting anything out of it. You're not putting the music out. You need to find your sound on your own. He literally said with his mouth, I will never be a producer. I will not make beats. I don't want to mix and master. It's not for me. He put out a beat tape. He put out a literal project of only beats that he made, that he mixed and mastered. He proved himself wrong. He said he would never be a producer, and he proved himself wrong. This is the merchandise. It's literally a beat. He sold these for $20. I'm pretty sure he made a profit. And somebody that he doesn't know from North Carolina that follows me bought one of his beats. How is this happening? How are these things happening? These people have the right mindset. It's all mindset. They're not in their own, maybe they are in their own head. I am a little bit too sometimes. But these people right here, all this is better than money to me, by the way. This to me, my friend doing something, this to me, somebody showing appreciation for my art, this is priceless. This is $1 million. This is millions of dollars right here. This is better than a Lambo. Why is all this stuff happening? Mindset. That's the only difference between you and me right now. I'm not better than you. I'm not more talented than you. I'm not gifted with any connections. I don't have funding from anybody. Like, no. It's mindset that causes me to work really freaking hard. We're on episode 196. That's 196 episodes. That's 196 days in a row of doing this. That's the difference. It's not that I'm better than you. I'm probably not a better rapper. I'm probably not a better producer. I'm probably not a better marketer. I just work really freaking hard because my mind is in the right place, because I think things into existence, because I concentrate. I didn't want to leave the ball out. I concentrate on what I want, and every day I do something to go after it. Try it out and see for yourself if it works, all right? Hey, if you want some help growing your fan base, if you're like, bro, I get it, I'm ready, let's go, I need help growing my fan base, you need to book a call with me below. Click that 15-minute call, book it, let's talk. I'm doing one-on-one coaching with people, helping artists and producers grow their fan base. Book me. Let's freaking get after it, all right? And of course, subscribe to the YouTube, hit the bell notification if you're on the podcast, leave a rating, leave a review, subscribe to the pod, share it with a friend, and I'm gonna talk to you guys again tomorrow. Peace! I won't let you do me wrong.